It's 1-2-3 with me, Bob. Now, the Brentwood Half Marathon is organised by the Rotary Club of Brentwood and Beckett and raises thousands of pounds for local charities. There's also a 3-mile fun run. Now, in its 35th year, the Brentwood Half Marathon has raised over £2 million for local, national and international charities. It's all happening on Sunday. And joining me now is Mike Hawkins from Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club to tell us all about this annual fundraiser. Welcome, Mike. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Bob. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
Well, no, thank you for coming in. It's a great event and we want to hear all about it, really. But first of all, perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club and how you got involved with them yourself.
Yes, well, it was formed in 1980. It's part of a worldwide organisation, yep. Rotary, which is in more than 150 countries.
Yes.
Well, 1.2 million people worldwide, but we formed ourselves in 1980. Actually, I joined about 6-7 years later.
Okay.
And the Half Marathon Fun Run was the brainchild of one of the founder members, Bob Davey, a local dentist who is the race director to this very day.
Oh, great.
He did it 2 years later, and now we're in our 35th year.
Yeah. So what attracted you to join?
Well, I had friends who were in it. I used to be in Round Table.
Okay.
And I enjoyed the combination of the camaraderie plus the raising money for good causes.
Yes, yes.
And actually some hands-on charity work as well. Yes. We do that in Rotary as well.
Yes. Yeah, you do a lot of different, or help out a lot of different organisations locally, don't you? I
think. Well, we do. Yeah. Every year we donate to about 40 different charities, yeah, including the main ones that you know locally, St. Francis Hospice, Little Havens, that sort of thing, but about 40. And then we also give money internationally.
Yeah.
So when there are earthquakes, for example, appeals happen, and we donate to those. Mm. But we are involved in helping to build schools and hospitals in Africa and India and sponsoring children through their school education career.
Yeah, well,
so there's a lot of charity stuff, but we enjoy ourselves at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Well, truly wonderful. But of course, before you can give the money away, you've got to raise it from somewhere, haven't
it,
you?
Yes.
So you must do a lot of fundraising as well.
Yes, this is obviously our main fundraising event of the year.
Yeah.
We have 4,000 entries, as you say, for the half marathon alone.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people, actually,
yeah,
going up Sawyers Hall Lane on Sunday,
yes,
morning. And then over 700 in the fun run, which would generally be for younger people, children and the like.
Yeah.
But this will raise for us around £90,000, probably more.
Fantastic.
So that's quite a lot of money to distribute every year. And
wow,
I think it makes it one of the biggest fundraising ventures of its sort in Essex,
yeah,
generally.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Well, you know, with all those entries into the marathon, and I think you've got around 1,000 people in the fun run as well,
yeah,
it must take an enormous amount of organisation. How did it go last year? Did it run smoothly?
It ran smoothly.
Yeah.
A bit like the swan, there's a lot going on underneath the surface, but it glides along,
sure,
beautifully on top.
A bit like this radio programme, really.
A bit like,
yeah,
radio programmes. But it is an awful lot of work, actually.
Yes.
And just to give you an idea, immediately after the end of this year's Half Marathon Fun Run, we will start work on next year's,
right,
which is in March 2017.
Yeah, must be a phenomenal.
And there are hundreds and hundreds of things to organise, permissions to get, road closures to arrange, and all, of course, the process of getting people entered,
yeah,
which is online. It's very highly strictly done these days.
Right, yeah.
And the Amateur Athletic Association recognise it as formally recognise it as an amateur athletic event.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's also a great community event. Do you get a lot of support from the local community?
Yes, we get hundreds of people coming along to support their runners, of course. So if you've 4,000 runners, you're going to get
sure,
a lot of people along, especially with the children's event, if I can call it that, the fun run.
Yeah.
Yes, hundreds, perhaps thousands of people. The mayor will be out. Our local MP, Sir Eric Pickles, normally joins us, and he is again this year.
Right.
And other personalities. So, yes, a lot of support. I think Brentwood Council regards it, and by the way, we do get good support from them. But
good.
they regard it as one of the big community events of the Brentwood calendar year.
Well, it absolutely is, yes, most definitely. I think it's too late to enter for this year's half marathon now, but how do people get to take part?
Yes, well, registering is online, actually, and it begins on the 1st of August each year. So it'll begin on the 1st of August for next year's marathon. But people need to get in before the end of December, because we had to close the books at the end of December. And that was when it reached its 4,000, which is kind of saturation point.
Do you think so? Do you think it'll ever get any bigger?
It depends. We said when it had reached 3,000, it wouldn't get bigger, and then 3,500.
Yeah.
So you never know. But there are all sorts of safety considerations.
Of course, yeah.
We're guided by the police. We get a lot of cooperation from the authorities and guidance. So, yes, it might get bigger, but it's pretty big, actually, already.
Yeah, what about spectators? You get a lot of spectators along the route. Yeah,
all along the route, there are plenty of people shouting and supporting and cajoling people to run. Yeah. Of course, if the weather turns out to be half decent, which I think it's forecast to do, then you'll get many more. I've known events in the past, over the past 30-odd years, where it's been a bit snowy, a bit icy, and of course you get less spectators coming then.
Yeah, well, just looking at the weather forecast, but the only one I've got is Saturday to Monday, and it says, often rather cloudy and cool in northeasterly breeze with limited sunny intervals, thicker cloud may produce a little light rain at times.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad, is it?
No, that sounds all right. Especially if you're a runner, actually.
Well, yeah.
Because you probably, as a spectator, you'd want it very hot and sunny, but as a runner, I think you appreciate more the slight cool, as long as it doesn't pour with rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been quite lucky in the past with that.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, many people run for their own charities, so the event's a great platform for them to raise money for lots of local and national charities. Do you know how much was raised last year?
Yes, from the feedback that we've had, we can't know a precise figure, but from the feedback that we've received from people, our estimation, and it's on pretty good grounds, this, about £250,000.
Fantastic.
So that's good.
Yeah, and you've got a new feature for 2016, the Brentwood Half Marathon app. Can you tell us all about that?
Yes, this was an app which anyone can download. Go to the App Store and download Brentwood Half. It was developed by our principal sponsor, which is LV, London Victoria Insurance Company, based in Brentwood. They have some whiz people who developed it, and we paid for half of it. And it's been a really good feature. It gives people all the information they want to know about the timing of the events, indeed how to prepare for running in the event.
A few tips. And it's got maps of the course.
Maps of the course.
Nobody should get lost, should they?
I hope nobody will get lost. There are plenty of marshals around the course.
Okay, brilliant. All right. Now, tell us a bit more about your volunteers. You mentioned earlier you've got around 400 people on the ground, I think.
We have. It does take an awful lot of people to organise this, and we're very lucky. We have lots of volunteers who have experience in this sort of thing, from some of the cadets, for example, Army cadets and Navy cadets, that sort of thing. And it's around 400. So at the school itself, Beckett Keys School, which is the centre of it all, there are a lot of people there organising the start and the finish and so on. But all the way around the 13-mile course, that's the half marathon, and the 3-mile course, the fun run, you have plenty of marshals. Nobody should actually get lost.
Sure, yeah. I mean, what other roles do the volunteers perform? Are they like water stations and things like that?
Yes, there are 13 water stations. Yeah. There's plenty of water available. And then you can imagine there's a big clean-up operation afterwards.
Sure, yeah.
Because we pride ourselves on leaving it exactly as we found it.
Yes, yeah, very important, yeah. Okay, so it's all happening this Sunday. Can you please give us a rundown of timings and locations and maybe good places that spectators can watch the runners from?
Yes. Well, people start arriving quite early, actually, about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
And I suppose they come to do their warm-ups and so on. But the actual half marathon sets off at 10 o'clock.
Right.
There are a number of elite runners, people probably training for the London Marathon, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They tend to be at the front. And we expect the first ones back in under an hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
I think that I take as long to walk a couple of miles.
But
anyway,
yeah.
They're running 13 miles for that.
Yeah.
And then the fun run takes place a little later at 10:20.
Right.
They'll be back first, of course, because it's only a three-mile run. People can have a good view, of course, on the main road, main Chelmsford Road, or anywhere around the course. Blackmoor, it goes all the way around Blackmoor. And then down the Ongar Road. So any of the parts, and they can see, if they download the app, exactly where the course is, and we'd appreciate their support wherever they are, actually.
Absolutely. Well, I know of one runner who's a friend to Phoenix FM, actually. It's Andrew Woodcock of Brentwood Community Print, who is running in the half marathon, and he usually runs in costume every year. Do you see many people in costumes racing up and down?
It's one of the great joys, I think, of the event, that people come in all sorts of costumes. The charities, we have quite a number of entrants. For example, St. Francis Hospice.
Yes.
I think I've got about 70 people entered to raise money for that cause. And they're going to be coming in bright orange, the St. Francis colour.
Sure, yeah.
But individual people come along dressed in as all sorts of things, lions, tigers, everything. And how they run 13 miles with some of the costumes I have no idea. But it's great fun. And I've been a marshal in the past many times, and I've, as I say, marvelled at the way they run quite fast and have some of these amazing gears on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fantastic. A great atmosphere then on the day. It sounds like it. Okay. So, how can people contact you to find out more about the half marathon and indeed Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club?
Well, we have a dedicated half marathon website, and it is www.brentwoodhalf.org.
Right.
So that will give all the information about, and as I say, we'll be starting on next year's races probably soon after. We have a whiz member of the club who's very good at that.
Yeah.
He's our webmaster, and he'll be working on that from next week, actually.
Right.
So that'll be the one to go to. As for our club one, that is www.brentwoodabecketrotary.org.
Right.
And we would welcome people visiting that and finding out what we're about. Not only do we, as I say, do a lot of good work, I think, for charity and so on, but we have a lot of fun. We meet weekly at the Mary Green Manor for a meal on a Monday night, and there's quite a lot of banter. 38 of us at the moment, men and women, and it's good fun. So if anybody is interested, if they're over 18 and under 100, they're very welcome to come along and get in touch with us, and we welcome potential new members.
Wonderful. Well, okay, we'll put all those details on our website as well, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike. I hope the half marathon is another great success this year and another large amount raised for charity, and special congratulations to you and everybody involved for the great work that you do. It sounds absolutely wonderful. That's Mike Hawkins. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Bob.